Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. Bill Michaels' show is on the air. Boy, that first hour, woo! That was rapid fire right there. I don't care who you are. That was good stuff. Now we get into the Packers injury report, who was just added to that. Nick Perry, in case you're just tuning us in. Nick Perry is going to have surgery on his hand. Just found that out from Mike McCarthy a little while ago. Going to hear Mac coming up, I believe, later on in the program. So, now what? Now what? Now, Ahmad Brooks is back at practice, so that's good news, after coming back through the concussion protocol. But all in all, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Hey, the Cowboys cut Jayrone Elliott.
How about that, huh?
Go get him.
How about that? Is this just... Man, it's just frustrating, I guess, is the best way to put it. Just frustrating. Packers, just health-wise, man, it just seems like this team is just bitten. I don't even know how. It's just bitten. Yesterday, I guess, if you want to run through this, the good news is Montrevious Adams, the defensive tackle, was a full participant. David Bakhtiari did not. Kentrell Bryce did not. Ahmad Brooks, like I said, he's coming back from that concussion. Brian Bulaga was back at practice, so that was good news. Randall Cobb, as you know, listening to this program yesterday, he's got a chest injury, and I'm going to guess he's not going to be playing in this ballgame. Tough news is Mike Daniels has that hip strain, and he is not going to be back. Jari Evans, the groin injury, but he is back, a full participant. Devon House with the quad, that's not good. He didn't participate. Jordy Nelson, though, was back at practice. And Nick Perry with the hand, as we know. Jake Ryan, he has a hamstring and a concussion. Did we know about Jake Ryan? Did we know about that?
No.
I didn't think so. We didn't know about the hamstring or concussion coming out of that ball game. They kept that quiet. And then Jason Spriggs, we knew he had a hamstring going in. He didn't participate either. So on the good news side of things is it looks like Jordy Nelson and Brian Bulaga are going to be back. Montrevious Adams could step in for what they're about ready to lose, in essence, up front, where Mike Daniels would be. If Mike Daniels can't go, it would be a combination of Quentin Dial, Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry, Montrevious Adams. You could even see Ricky Jean-Francois if indeed they had to make some kind of a roster move. If this hand surgery of Nick Perry's is going to put him out for any length of time. Well, but according to Ian Rappaport, it looks like he's going to have the surgery, and in a couple of weeks he could be back.
It's supposed to be done specifically on a finger, that
correct,
according to Rappaport.
But Rappaport was still reporting yesterday that Randall Cobb had a shoulder injury. So he was wrong on that. And we even put it out there that it's not a shoulder. It's the chest injury. So anyway, long story short is, this is a banged up football team.
But hey, they brought back Ricky Jean-Francois, which I didn't understand.
They did bring him back?
Yes.
Oh, he is back. Okay.
Yeah, he's back.
Okay.
He's back. They brought him back.
I didn't think that was a done deal yet. I thought that that was where they were leaning, but I didn't know it was a done deal. I haven't followed the Twitterverse.
No, they're bringing him back, and I didn't understand why they cut him to begin with. And I just wonder, did they bring him back because Mike Daniels' injury is more significant and could miss weeks?
Well, that's possible.
That's what I'm concerned about.
That's possible. You're absolutely right. I mean, if Mike Daniels, and there's a couple areas that this team could not afford to lose. Mike Daniels was one of them. And then you're talking, obviously, your left tackle position. That's another. And then, you know, maybe Clay Matthews out of your linebacking position or something to that effect. But, you know, they're both sides of the football, this team is ailing. So Nick Perry, if you're just tuning in, is going to need hand surgery on a finger specifically. And you would assume then that they're going to tape it up, wrap it up, and he's going to have that club again. And last year he was still strong enough to get push, but he couldn't bring down quarterbacks. Found it very hard to bring down ball carriers because he only had one arm. He only had one arm. This is, to say this is kind of upsetting, I guess, if you're a Packers fan. Now, on the other hand, let me give you the brighter side. If you're going to have these kind of injuries and you still have an upright Aaron Rodgers, don't you then, in essence, say, hey, I'd rather have him right now for the next few weeks against Cincinnati and the Bears than get him down the stretch when you need him the most? Rather, you'd get everybody healthy. You know what I mean? I'd rather have everybody get healthy early on, and if you take a freak loss, you know, then so be it. But get everybody healthy in the next 2 weeks before you head October 8th down to Dallas or October 15th into Minnesota. Because then you get a weaker Saints team and then the bye. And maybe, just maybe, you can come out against the Lions and be a lot healthier and kind of control your own destiny. What really hurts is if you knock off Cincinnati and you're still banged up, you turn right around and you between the Bears and the Bengals and you take a loss between one of those two teams, which would be just head scratching. But then you're staring down the barrel of the Dallas Cowboys. And then you get the Vikings. What would be really a tough pill to swallow is if you went to the bye and in the meantime, the Detroit Lions, let's say the Detroit Lions knock off Atlanta and look good doing it. Now, Detroit, as we know, is not a team that's, you know, picked to win the whole thing. But let's just say that Detroit, with their schedule, because they've got the Falcons, then on the road against the Vikings, before they get the Panthers and the Saints, but they have the Steelers, and then coming out of that bye week, they have the Packers. But after that, you back it up with Cleveland and Chicago. They get a little bit of a reprieve. But let's just say they knock off the Falcons, and they beat the Vikings. And I would then venture a guess that they'll probably beat the Panthers at home and the Saints on the road. By the time they go into that Pittsburgh game, and they get Pittsburgh, remember, at Ford Field. They don't get Pittsburgh on the road like the Packers do. Suddenly you're staring down a very deep barrel. So, I mean, the bottom line is for the Packers, you got to get healthy. But this just another injury is concerning. And like I said, Jake Ryan, we didn't even know he was banged up. He's got a hamstring and a concussion that he's ailing from.
So here's Aaron Rodgers. We're going to hear more from him coming up on the show. But I want to play this cut for you, Bill, because the way I see it, as you just said, Aaron Rodgers is still on the football field come Sunday. And I personally believe Packers, regardless of all these injuries, should be able to beat the Bengals and Bears. We should not have the injury excuse. They should still go out there and win these next two games. So Aaron Rodgers had this to say regarding the offense, especially if Jordy's out, Randall Cobb's out. Take a listen.
Well, we expect to play well every time we're out there, no matter who's out there. They're all professionals who line up, and there's an expectation of a style of play and a performance that we all have for ourselves and for each other. So whoever's out there lining up is going to be expected to play well.
He's right. Everybody's expected to play well. Now, whether or not they will, I mean.
But that's the thing. Aaron Rodgers has always had a high standard for what he wants out of his receivers. You heard Jeff Janis talk about it on Monday on the Horse and Plow Show. He has a standard for everyone, and it's important for you as the receiver to know what Aaron Rodgers wants. He's going to be very demanding. He has standards. You need to follow him. And Aaron Rodgers constantly talks about getting off to a hot start. Well, clearly this offense really hasn't done that the first two games. It's time for this offense to make some sort of response here. Even if Jordy and Cobb don't play, I'd like to see some of these other guys step up in big ways.
Mm-hmm.
Davante Adams will end up being your number one target. Martellus Bennett is due for a bounce back game. Maybe they get Lance Kendricks more into this offense. Maybe they split out Ty Montgomery wide. But what they have to do, they need to be firing more on all cylinders here. And part of that's on Aaron Rodgers, too.
The thing with Ricky Jean-Francois real quick, and I wanted to kind of go over this because I'm sitting here thinking of this. Okay, if Ricky Jean-Francois is coming back, it means they got to cut somebody. So unless they're putting somebody on the IR, they got to cut somebody, right?
I said they should have cut Lindsey Pipkins.
Is he going to be the odd man out? Because now they need depth on the defensive line?
Look, you've got two corners, Josh Hawkins and Lindsey Pipkins.
Yeah.
Pipkins.
Well,
what?
They like the way he played in preseason. I don't disagree with that. I'm
great.
Just simply saying, you know, you've got, if you're bringing back Ricky Jean-Francois, as Ian Rappaport is reporting, then you've got to cut somebody.
We also like the way Ladarius Gunter played in the preseason a couple of years ago. Look, when it comes down to it...
Well, I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm just simply saying that was a guy they really liked. That's the reason he made the team.
I'm cutting Pipkins. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
You're still pretty deep in the secondary. I'm cutting Pipkins.
Well, not if Devon House is out.
I'm still cutting Pipkins.
Okay.
Josh Hawkins, next man up.
He would be the odd man out.
Let's see what Josh Hawkins can do.
And you believe that you're a little bit deeper because Kevin King gave you quite a show in Atlanta. And he's played pretty well.
I'm going to risk cutting Pipkins. I mean, if they like him so much, I get it. But will there be another team out there that would pick him up on waivers? I mean, really, what are the odds? Is Lindsey Pipkins that much of an asset?
You'd probably get him to the practice squad and then make your changes from there.
I think you would.
Because they have, what, Donatello Brown right now on the practice squad at the cornerback position?
Another corner, right.
Yeah.
You could cut Donatello Brown.
Yeah. It could be the trickle-down effect there. But, yeah, if you're bringing back Ricky Jean-Francois, you got to figure out who's going by the wayside. Another injury biting the Green Bay Packers, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. It looks like you're going to get part of our question. So the question going into today was, would you rather have a healthy Bulaga and Bakhtiari or a healthy Jordy and Randall Cobb? Well, it looks like you might get a healthy Bulaga and a healthy Jordy and not a Bakhtiari and not a Cobb. We'll see what happens, but give me your thoughts. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, and the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Don't forget, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, the 24-ounce Packers tumblers available only at Quick Trip all throughout the state of Wisconsin. $19.99, and after each and every Packers win, all you have to do is go in and get a refill, whether it's coffee or cappuccinos or hot chocolates or fountain drinks, you name it. They've got it, but get to your local Quick Trip and get yourself your Green Bay Packers tumbler for $19.99 with any in-store purchase. Stick around. We've got a lot more to discuss because the Green Bay Packers are ailing right now. If you're just tuning us in, it looks like Nick Perry's off to the surgeon to have something done to his finger, and he's going to be out a while. And it looks like Ricky Jean-Francois is coming back, who is ultimately going to be cut. And the question then becomes, which would you rather have, a healthy Bakhtiari and Bulaga or a healthy Jordy and Randall? So we'll get into that discussion coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us, as always. Talking about the Green Bay Packers, and let me point this out, because we've seen some groin injuries. We've seen some hamstring injuries. What we have not seen is, or what you cannot account for, are what we call football injuries. Contusions, bones, things that are broke or dislocated. And that is what it is. If you're just tuning us in, Nick Perry is now going to have surgery on a bad finger, I guess. Really no other detail than that. Red China telling us that they don't know anything, while Ian Rappaport saying it is a finger. We should call it Green China, Green and Gold China.
I love the whole Red China reference.
I like the fact that Mike McCarthy doesn't know, but Ian Rappaport does.
Yeah, he doesn't know which hand.
I don't know which hand. I don't get into that. But Ian Rappaport's like telling you the hand with the ridge going down the middle of the fingernail on the right hand, and it's the ring finger, and he does everything but know exactly where the finger is at this point. How does a guy that's not even in the building know all of this? So anyway, long story short, Nick Perry is going to be out a while, I guess, whether it's a couple of weeks or what have you. We'll have to wait and see. But his season now is going to be continued with a club, which even with the club, he played well, but not great, because he obviously only had one hand and couldn't bring down quarterbacks or ball carriers.
I'm the wrong person to ask about injuries.
Look, I know Mike knows. Mike knows that we know that he knows. But doesn't it just make you look stupid when you stand up there and go, I don't know. But a guy that's not even in your building is reporting the details?
We're not doing the injury dance today.
No,
everybody's getting better.
Yeah. No, we're not.
I mean, it's ignorant. It's a wrong way to look at it.
Yeah, I know. So, Red China, trying to block your internet broadcast. Be careful.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. I love it when it's a Packers reporter. You know, nothing against a lot of the guys that work for the Green Bay Packers and do their own thing, but we know they're not doing anything controversial or leaking any secrets out of that place. You know, the real reporting is done there. I don't mean to be a jerk, but come on.
Stay positive, Bill.
I am. I'm positive. Here's the other thing. You want to get into this? Okay, let's call it what it is. So in Green Bay, we all know, being in the media. Now, for those of you listening to the program, you're probably going to say, so what? Okay? But let me give you a little background here. Being in the media for years and years and years, going to Lambeau Field, part of what we did, myself, Gary Ellerson, Mike Clemens, even when I was working for the network, was before the game, you went down on the field. Every now and then, you got a chance to talk to one or two of the players. Just kind of about, you know, not game plan, okay? They didn't give you that. But they'd give you kind of, you know, well, this is what they're feeling today. This is what they're thinking, you know? And it wasn't that you gave away the secret, okay? But you used it for your own information to say, okay, look, this is what maybe they're trying to do. This could be what they're looking at. And then after the game, you knew what to look for, and you could break things down a little bit better. So we gave you information that was pertinent as a fan. Well, last year they eliminated any media being on the field other than television people, which I don't understand the difference, but okay. Other than television people who are allowed to do their stand-ups down there. You can do a stand-up for a TV, but you can't do it for a podcast, and you can't do it for anything over the internet, unless, of course, you're a network, but they won't allow anybody that doesn't cover the team on a daily basis, who's outside of the area, who's on a network, not to cover the team, which I don't understand at all, okay? So they tell you all this crap, and they say, well, that's the NFL. Yet when we went to, I shouldn't say we, but Gary Ellerson and Mike Clemens went to Atlanta, they did everything but run out on the 50-yard line and get naked. No problem. Jacksonville, same way. You want to come on the field? No problem. Come on down. How are we looking? We were at the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Whatever you want. It's not the NFL's policy. No, come on down. That's Red China. Control everything. Wrap your arms around it. Control everything. That is the shouting it from the Papal Tower white smoke that is the football operations of Ted Thompson.
I mean, you could have been streaking on the field. Like,
I could have been.
Right.
And it would have been a hell of a call.
Suit, man,
yes.
Like George Costanza. Yeah, I could have, out there.
I could have been. Kevin Harlan could have given me the call as Bill Michaels ran from one end to the other down in Atlanta or down in Jacksonville or down in Dallas or anywhere else for that matter, and given me that while I was naked and bare-chested.
Red ass. Red.
Oh, yeah.
Red China.
Red China, man. Red China.
Red ass.
Yeah, that too. That's what they have there. It's what they have there. And you know what? I don't fault the PR people because they're only doing what they're told. You know, but that's the mandate from the top. Shh, shh. Shh. I'm not even in my office today. I'm not here. I picture Ted like George Costanza under the desk, sleeping, not letting anybody know that he's actually there, but he's there. Exactly. That's how you know he's there. That's the secret knock. You go, Ted, are you there? Ted. And I gotta give the secret knock. Okay. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2-3.
I don't have any secrets, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
There you go. How are we looking? Sure. 855-830-8648. Let's go to John listening to us in Brown Deer. John, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. Hey, unit. I think Packers, one of the things they need to do is give strength and conditioning. These full muscles, it's inexcusable. These guys are world-class athletes, training year-round, and they're doing their job for 3 hours. They should be up, stretching on the sidelines, so they're not pulling muscles during a game.
Oh, we lost you, John. Appreciate it. John is suggesting getting rid of the strength and conditioning coach, which more than a few of you have suggested with all the groins and hamstring pulls that have happened. And again, it's something that if I'm a strength and conditioning coach for the Green Bay Packers, I'm sitting there going, what the heck? Do we do something wrong this offseason that suddenly all of these hamstrings and groins are popping up? Pardon the pun. That's not a great. Did I say that?
You did.
I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I'm just sitting here breaking it all down. Next thing you know, I'm stuck in a bad pun.
I'm impressed, Bill. I'm impressed.
I'm keeping it positive, Mike.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Greenfield. Mike, how you doing today, man?
How are we looking, buddy?
I am looking good. Feeling goofy, but good.
To stay on subject here with what you were talking about, a couple of the injured players on either offense or defense, who would I want to see coming back? I'd like to see them all come back. But the 1-2 pieces that we need right now are those two tackles. I mean, we want to keep Rodgers upright. I mean, I was just cringing. I'm just glad that he came out of that game, even though we lost, with no major injuries at all. I mean, yeah, I don't know how many knockdowns and hurries and sacks total, but I'll tell you, what's happened is we don't have the talent or depth behind these starters. And I think it all comes down to, you know, when you draft and develop and you bring these guys up, I know why the second and third stringers are second and third stringers, but it goes right back to look at Belichick. The system he has, he can plug and play and they don't miss a beat. With us, we're scrambling, trying to, next man up, trying to get some guy in there to do what the first stringer was doing, even though he's a second and third stringer. Well, we need the talent. I think it's just depth. Overall, I mean, granted, during our Super Bowl run, we had our backs up against the wall there in 2010, 2011. What would we have, like 14 or 16 players on IR that throughout the year?
And yeah, it was quite a few, yeah.
We had a lot more blue-chip players as backups even than we do now. I mean, a lot of our second and third stringers for sure wouldn't start on another team, but we just need that experience for the backups to come in. And I mean, the main thing is Rodgers getting his snaps and getting, you know, completing his passes, because when you got people rushing him, he's running for his life pretty much every other down. He can't focus on what he needs to do. And granted, we excel at the broken plays, but you know, I just think it's the front line. You got to do something about that. They got to get more depth.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Appreciate the phone call. To me, it all starts up front, and the one thing you want to do is continually protect the quarterback and protect the franchise. I mean, that's where it starts, and then it all trickles down from there. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers has extra time to throw, it doesn't matter if you're throwing Jordy out there, Randall out there, or you and I out there. If he gets extra time to throw, eventually you're going to see a wide receiver get open. So to me, it's always important to build into the trenches and keep the trenches as healthy as possible. Stick around. Pete's in Appleton. Also, when we come back, we're going to hear from Jordy Nelson. We've got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Red asked.
Welcome back. Going to hear from Jordy Nelson coming up in just a moment. Also, taking phone calls, Pete and Appleton from The Score. You're going to be first out of the chute. Stick around. Bill Michaels Show brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. They are the official health care provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. My doc, Dr. Cecchini, fixed me up, got me back in the game. Great experience. Feeling good biking. Not doing as much running anymore. I can't do that. But biking, boy, it's been great. That is my outlet. That is my stress relief as well. And if you went, if you need something orthopedically done, they're the place to call. If you need something on the fly, maybe a prescription, then all you have to do is call 844-CARE-WAY. That's 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. 844-CARE-WAY. And the charge there is never more than $40, depending on your insurance. But if you need a prescription, maybe the nurse practitioner can send the prescription to the pharmacy of your choice anywhere. Go to marshfieldclinic.org and find out all about the physicians, the services, and the location nearest you. Go to marshfieldclinic.org. They are the official health care provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll get back to the phones in just a minute. Jordy Nelson talked about rehabbing the injury. It's you know, it's a sore quad muscle, basically.
Doing stuff here, doing stuff at home, taking care of it. I mean, you guys heard me talk about how great our training staff is, stuff they do for us to get us back on the field if it's after my ACL or even little things like this, that we have a process for it. And, you know, if you go by that with what you have here in the building and then take it home with you as well and take care of your body, you can get back pretty quick.
Usually in muscle stuff like that, it's heat and or it's cold then heat and infrared, and you wrap that thing around your thigh, and when you're talking about a quad injury, and it stimulates the muscle and regeneration and blood flow and all that kind of stuff. He also describes the injury to his quad.
Yeah, right. On one of the routes, just banged knees, and I think his knee muscle caught me in the quad a little bit and gave me a big, I don't know, Charlie horse or dead leg or whatever you want to call it. I thought I stayed in afterwards because I thought it was one of those things that would eventually go away, but it started swelling up and tightening up on me and couldn't get full range, couldn't run full speed, and, you know, trying to stop and get in out of breaks wasn't going to be that effective.
You ever been, like, when you were with your friends as a kid, where somebody punched you in the thigh, and it hurt like hell? And then usually you rub it and you shake it off. Every now and then, one of your buddies would catch you with a knuckle, and it would get you right in the fibrous tissue, right, just right in between that thigh muscle. And it would start spasming or tightening up. That's probably what happened here. It's that same thing. I was usually the deliverer more than the delivery of those when I was a kid growing up, but... kind of a jerk.
You were punching people in the
legs. I mean, you know, when you were kids, you know, you'd be on the bus or something.
You?
Like, no, I mean, it was what everybody did. It was like, you know, like it was only we called it horse bite, and somebody punch you in the thigh. You're like, ah, you're rolling around on the ground, you know. But I got good at it because I grew. I went from being this small. I was never tiny, but I went from being this smaller kid to all of a sudden, by the time I was in sixth grade, I was 6'5". You know, I'm whacking kids that are 5'5", 5'6". You know, I'm like, hey, you're going to punch me in the thigh. You better look what's coming. You know, wham! Ugh! Be dropping like stones on a school bus, man. It's 6th and 7th grade. But every now and then, man, you get somebody right there in that thigh muscle right on the top of it, and it starts spasming, and you just can't get it to stop, and it tightens up. I get where it's happening. He must have got punched on the school bus on the way to the game.
Holy shnikes.
Is the quad muscle now doing better, though, now that he's staying off the school bus?
Yeah, today obviously feels a lot better than what it did on Sunday night, so everything's heading in the right direction.
It's the right direction. And the question then becomes, okay, if it's heading in the right direction, is that direction for you to be playing on Sunday?
I mean, my expectations are to play it, but obviously you don't know what can happen between now and then. That was my expectations when I came in here Monday morning as well. So
I would assume that Mike McCarthy has given the mandate to leave Jordy alone on a school bus. So when Jordy's on his way into work, the school bus picks him up, and there he is out in front with his backpack, and there's Aaron Rodgers sitting there shooting spitballs at him out the window. You can shoot the spitball, but watch an eye and don't punch him in the thigh. That would be my guess.
God bless you.
And then you've got, obviously, you're in the midst of a really busy stretch right now.
Guys just got to take care of their bodies. Nothing different. There's a lot of injuries you can't do anything about. So we got to prepare this week and focus on Cincinnati. We can't be worried about having two games in whatever 8 days from today or whatever it's going to be. So because we got to go out and try to win this game on Sunday. When it comes to the Thursday night game, you just got to deal with it and do what you can to try to get back and try to be as fresh as possible for the game.
And isn't that the truth when you're talking about just trying to be fresh because you've got a quick turnaround? Hopefully you get Cincinnati under your belt. And at this point, you know, I know that there's a point spread to this. I don't care if the Packers win by a point. Just win the game. Just win the game and get out of there as injury-free as you possibly can. That's it. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Pete listening to us in Appleton on the Score. Pete, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How you doing, Bill?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Good. You know, I hear a lot of callers call up and say the Packers don't have any depth. They don't have this. They don't have that behind these guys. And the problem I have with that is no team has two Pro Bowl tackles sitting on the bench when their Pro Bowl tackles get hurt.
Right.
I mean, they just don't. And people, I mean, the last caller said it, it's draft and develop. That's the whole point of drafting these guys, is to develop them into those Pro Bowl players. Well, if those guys get hurt before that, there's nothing you can do. I mean, he said, you know, the Patriots are just plug and play. Well, I don't remember the last time I watched a Patriots game other than Gronkowski when he's hurt every other game. You know, they only seem to maybe get one or two injuries a game. I mean, Green Bay had, what, eight players hurt in that game? I mean, four starters.
Well, if you count Jake Ryan, who we didn't really know about, then there were seven.
Okay, so seven players at a point in that game got hurt. And four of them didn't, you know, two of them didn't even start on offense. So that means five more players went down during the game. I don't know what team in the NFL could sustain that. I mean, you just can't. There's not enough depth. This isn't the 1970s. This isn't the 1980s or the 1960s where you can just keep Pro Bowl players on your bench. I mean, in the age of free agency, that's gone. You have to. You can't do that. You have to have guys that aren't as good because the players that are good are getting paid so much. You can't afford to keep guys to back those great players up that are that good.
Right. No, so, I completely agree. To think that you're going to have a high end. Now, your depth may be better than the other team's depth, but you don't have a bunch of Pro Bowlers sitting around. I agree with that.
Exactly. And no matter what happens, when you have that many injuries, it's not that the depth is bad. It's that we keep having so many injuries all at once. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you only had to replace Bakhtiari or if you only had to replace Bulaga, you probably would have been all right on the offensive line. But when, you know, like last year's game, when they're starting when LaTroy Guyon has to come in and play,
right,
because every single offensive lineman is hurt. You're just not going to.
Well, you also have. Don't forget Spriggs, one of your offensive tackles, is injured as well, and he's your backup. So I completely agree with you.
So I mean, I know the people are mad. I'm mad about the loss too. I don't like losses. I mean, you only get so many games a year, and I don't want to lose any of them. But it's going to happen. And when you have injuries, there's nothing you can do. I mean, it took me till Thursday to call in any kind of a radio show because I like to sit back and calm down a little bit before. And think about what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got for you today, Bill. You have a good one.
All right, appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That's an AlonesByKip.com toll-free talk line. And a reminder that this portion of the program also helped out by our good friends at Cousin Subs, who want to put you on the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field. That would be a perfect place to be watching this game this Sunday. And the only way to do it is by going to Packers.com/best seats. That's Packers.com/best seats. And you can check it out for yourself and maybe win yourself a pair of tickets to go sit on the 50-yard line Lambeau Field and just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself in style. All compliments of Cousin Subs where they believe in better. When we come back, we got to check in. They got a win. They got off the schneid. And it's odd to say that any UW-Whitewater football team is going to start off 0-2, but they did. They turned it around in a big way against Washington-St. Louis this past weekend. Now you're into the WEAC. And now you've got a big one on the horizon because you've got to go on the road yet again to Oshkosh this time. We'll talk to the head coach of UW-Whitewater football. Coach Kevin Bull is going to be joining us coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Going to be out on the road again tonight. We are going to be at Stenny's in Walker's Point. Really looking forward to this. We went off yesterday and talked about a hoot nanny coming up on Saturday when a bunch of friends of mine are coming to town. And we had Jim Ozarski on the other day. Jim is from this area, but now writes for the Cincinnati Enquirer, covers the Bengals. He's coming to town with a bunch of friends. So it's going to be the togetherness of a perfect storm, if you will, down at Stenny's on Saturday night. But we're going to be there tonight. It's going to be yours truly. Also, Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio, all breaking it down on the Bill Michaels Huddle. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I was off last week. And I really, really, really wanted to be here for this particular portion of the program. Coach Kevin Bullis joining us from UW-Whitewater football. Coach, it was good to see you guys get the win this week, get off the schneid. But it's amazing when you take over the line of scrimmage, especially late in that ball game, how your offensive line really worked. That's when things started to flow and you were able to run the football. So you kind of say, okay, maybe we're back on track now, right?
Well, you know, and that was the big thing, Bill. I mean, and to us was getting our players to understand kind of the frame of the game. And that's in the prior two games, we'd really gotten to the point where we were pressing and pushing ourselves and trying to do too much. And that's where our errors were coming. And I said, hey, fellas, be patient. Warhawk football is a matter of learning what the opponent's doing. It's a matter of also playing physical football and wearing them down. And I go, hey, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, we're going to start rolling. And we did. So it really came to fruition and was very excited about it.
You can look at exactly that when you bring that up. You go back a couple of weeks, late in the ball game, you guys had an opportunity, you had the ball, but it was a couple of penalties back-to-back that put you, I think it was like near your own four or something like that, if I remember correctly, watching that video. And it just seemed like at that time, guys were pressing. They weren't doing the little things that get you out of that kind of a jam. And ultimately, that puts you in a hole. And I completely agree with what you just said.
No doubt. And that's the thing. I mean, offensively, you know, and I don't want to try to pick on our offense, but that's really where we were making our big errors was on the offensive side of the ball. They're a senior-laden group. They're a veteran-laden group. And I said, fellas, you're trying to do too much. Relax. Settle down. We're all good. And they did. And we had some great leadership by upperclassmen, and it showed this past Saturday.
Now, coming out of this this past game and getting ready for WEAC play, and obviously you guys put up 27 in the fourth quarter, do you feel as if you hit your stride, like you hit a rhythm and everybody went, whew, okay, now we got this?
Well, that was the thing. I mean, shoot, Bill, you've been a part of seeing WIAC football and Warhawk football here the past years, and I've been here now in my 10th season. That's how we play football. I mean, our games are almost always close at halftime. And, you know, and like I said, it's a chance for us to get a feel for what they're doing in the first half so we can really then –
Coach? I think we lost him. There he is.
Great sense of confidence.
Hey, I want to ask you now going forward, because now, like you had mentioned, you start WEAC. Well, you guys have been road warriors. You're back on the road again this week. 1 o'clock kickoff over at UW-Oshkosh up there. And Oshkosh has been between you, Oshkosh, Platteville. Boy, you guys have been those powers battling back and forth. This is not going to be an easy one going there.
Oh, it never is. I mean, and that's what really makes it fun. I mean, to be very honest with you, that's why you do what you do, and that's why the players play the game. I mean, these are the types of events that do nothing but build memories and build for our season.
So in a game like this, is there a different atmosphere? I mean, early on in the season, you're just trying to get your guys in rhythm, but once you know the WEAC is coming, once you know a rival is coming, different atmosphere in practice this week?
Oh, not a question. I mean, and that's the thing that's real exciting is for guys, you know, this is our bye week, but obviously we got a chance to start preparation for Oshkosh. We don't spend the whole 2 weeks on them because you can kind of wear your guys out with that, to be honest with you, and it gets too emotional. But no doubt, I mean, when you enter into the WIAC season, our guys know that's what this is all about. goal, our number one goal coming into the season is win the WIC.
You mentioned the senior group on offense. Really, if you're going to rely on something, that's going to be the group that's going to have to take you there. So, like I had mentioned, figuring things out in that fourth quarter, is there a different jump in the step this week? Because you start to look at your seniors and go, okay, if the seniors are starting to relax, then the rest of the guys around you start to relax.
And no doubt, and that really is. And that's, you know, even after those first couple losses of the season, those seniors were said, we got this, coach, we're in great shape. We know what we can do, and we're going to lead them. And they really did. They grabbed the bull by the horns.
Hey, Coach, before I let you go, just give me kind of a quick synopsis, a thumbnail sketch of this this Oshkosh team, because they've been really good defensively. They've always been pretty big, a big team. Every time I see you guys against them, I always think, my God, how do you guys get it done? Because they've always had some big football players there. But what is their strength coming into this ballgame?
You know, I think I look at their offense, and they got really, you know, with their quarterback, he's a senior, and a running back with Heckert. Those two are going to carry the heavy load for them. They got a couple guys on that offensive line that are returners. I think three of them are returners. So, I mean, yeah, that's they're going to challenge you offensively. And then defensively, Pat Cerrone does a great job of mixing it up and making it unique. So, I mean, we got to be able to adapt and adjust during the game.
Best of luck to you this weekend, and we'll talk again next week as you guys get ready for UW-Stout. But best of luck against Oshkosh, okay?
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it, pal.
Great talking with you.
There you go. That's Coach Kevin Bullis, head coach at UW-Whitewater, and the WEAC is now beginning. UW-Oshkosh, the Titans on tap up in Oshkosh this weekend, 1 o'clock kickoff, before finally UW-Whitewater comes back to Perkins Stadium. They're going to be taking on Stout for Family Fest and Alumni Day on the 7th of October. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff, by the way, a little bit later in the day. But nevertheless, man, they've been road warriors so far. It's going to be a pleasure to see Perkins Stadium all over again. We got a lot more coming up. Paul Charchian right around the corner. Seth Everett is up next, though. We've got more right after this.
This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.